This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour. Dr. Ndumiso Ncobela selected to join Future Professors Program and Newcastle mobs after flooding and braces for fresh storm. Good morning. An academic from the Department of Agriculture, specializing in animal production, has been selected as one of the academics to join the Department of Higher Education and Training. Dr. Ndumiso Ncobela, a lecturer in the department, has just received news that he was among those in line for a professorship in the near future. Dr. Ncobela's application is one of the nominations submitted by 26 universities for the 2025-2026 Cohort 4 of the first phase of the FPP. A selection committee rigorously reviewed all nominations with the aim of selecting the most suitable candidates, said Dr. Nkosinathi Sishi, Director General of DHET. In a letter to MUT Vice Chancellor and Professor. Professor Noctula Spia, Dr. Sishi said that he is pleased to inform her that Dr. Ndumiso Ncobela has been selected to participate in the program. She would like to congratulate the university and Dr. Ncobela on his selection in a highly competitive process. For his part, Dr. Ncobela said he was deeply honored to have been selected to participate in the FPP. Dr. Ncobela said he was particularly excited about the mentorship and exposure the program offers, which will enhance his research skills, academic writing, and teaching excellence. The FPP aims to nurture and advance a new generation of professors who generate knowledge rooted in local realities and connected globally. In other news, Newcastle Mayor Xolani Dube says teams are still assessing the extent of the damage caused by Sunday's heavy downpours that flooded parts of the CBD. Mop-up operations continued Monday. Disaster management teams are attending to flooded zones while several streets in the CBD that were closed to traffic were reopened. Affected areas include Alif Street, Kirkland Street, Scott and Bird Street, Patterson and Allen Streets, as well as Umcourt Dam Road in Umfolozi. Some of the property that suffered damage includes homes, government offices, an old age home, and vehicles. Municipal engineers have been inspecting damaged sites to determine the extent of the storm-related damage, especially where road services and paving were lifted. Mayor Dube joined some of them to see the impact firsthand. Meanwhile, Newcastle farmer Tyrone Barge says they are doing all they can to lessen the impact of the floods, as more storms are expected to hit the area on Monday and Tuesday. He says Sunday's storm was terrifying.
A lot of rain, very stormy, a lot of thunder, lightning. I live on a farm. My dam looked like it was the sea, like it had waves and everything. Basically, the staff on the farm are basically digging like trenches and furrows so the water can drain off into the nearby dams and streams and that. So at least we can have access in and out of the farm. Because, yeah, obviously, if you don't have a four buff, you won't be able to get in and out of the farms and that. So that's what we're doing to give us less of an impact on the farm.
And finally, kugqame ukungahleleki nokungaxhumani kahle ezinsikeni ezeseke ubukhosi bakaZulu ngesikhathi kucacelwa isilo umisa uZulu sinqobile kazwelitheni. Udwendwe lwembube nondlunkulu nomzamo myeni lukhuphuke kunogabazana ngenxa yokuthi alizange lumenyezelwe izinhlaka ezeseke isihlalo sobukhosi. Okhulumela isilo umntwana uThulani kaGqikazi Zulu nephini likandunankulu kaZulu inkosi iphathisizwe Chiliza. Abazange balumemezele lolu dwendwe obeliswe esigodlweni kwakhangelamanke ngane izolo. Udwendwe lwamenyezelwa umkhongi umntwana uGibizizwe Zulu. Abantwana abaningi ukubalwa kubo nabazalwa kanye nengonyama esigodlweni kwakhangelamanke ngane kanye nondlunkulu besilo uGoodwill Zwelithini kaBhekuzulu bebengabonwa nangokhalo emgcagcweni. Kwaba isimo esifanayo nangolwesihlanu ngesikhathi imbube ikhehla undlunkulu. Umntwana ugiba izizwe uthe uma kukhona abanezikhalo ngamalungiselelo odwendwe bangaxhumane naye abachazele. Umntwana ugiba izizwe uchazwe njengenqophamlando umgcagco wesilo. Okhulumela uNdlunkulu uMnumzane Vuyo Sibiya uvumele ukuthi bekunezinselelo ngesikhathi kuhlelwa umgcagco. USibiya uthe ngesikhathi kuqhubeka amalungiselelo kube khona abasabalalisa imibhalo engamampunge ethi umgcagco uhlehlile. Uthe ukubajabulisayo ukuthi umgcagco ugcine ube yimpumelelo. A recap on your top stories this hour. Dr. Ndumiso Ncobela selected to join Future Professors Program, and Newcastle mops after flooding and braces for a first storm. That is all for me this hour. Catch the next full news bulletin at 10 o'clock. For MUT Radio News, I'm Sianda Kumalo.
This is MUT Radio Podcast.